Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
All right. Connected. Perfect.
Yes. Perfect. Oh my god. I was able to see episode 4, Mr. Pigeon 72.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
All right. So a long time ago, back when I was like an elementary school student, I got like the Watch Disney app to watch like Gravity Falls. So and I still had like the account. So if you log with your TV provider, you could watch the Disney shows like even before they air on actual TV. So I was able to see episode 4 of season 4 of Miraculous, because Miraculous is airing through Disney in the
US. Yeah, I saw it already. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So well.
They're making her way too powerful.
Well, she's kind of the guardian now. Okay.
But it's stuck. The cat is just like falling behind, and it sucks. Now I feel like Ollie is even more important than the cat, because she's calling her for.
Okay. It's all gonna be explained. Christina, what episode are we talking about today?
3.
All right. Well, wait. First of all, I'm James. You are.
Oh yeah. What was the intro that we usually do?
I'm James. You are.
Oh, hold on. I want to look up what our intro was, because I feel like we should keep the intro.
I've got it. Just
you
say
do.
Just say your name.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm Chris.
You're Chris. Your name is Chris. So you're a boy, Chris. Okay, great.
Well, that's what I usually do. Remember. Besides, Chris can be unisex if it wants to be.
Welcome back to We're Not Too Old for This Miraculous Edition. Yes, we're finally getting back into this podcast. It's been a year.
It has been way too long.
It's been way too long. This one over here is busy.
Sorry. And unfortunately for us, Rachel will not be joining us this time.
And actually, for the rest of the podcast, she has decided to move on to other things. But that doesn't mean that she's gone forever.
We'll try to get her back to guest star again in later podcast episodes.
Actually, Monday we're going to be filming our series edition answer that Rachel and I came up with a while ago by ourselves. So I'll record that with her, and you can join if you will. Okay. So today we're talking about Miraculous Season 4. Yes, Season 4 is here. And yes, we skipped literally the whole entire show. We started Episode 1, did Episode 2, did a series, now we're on Episode whatever, Season 4, Episode 3.
We'll be going back to Season 1 episodes later, probably. But right now, I guess, it just came out, we decided to talk about it. So, there's going to be a lot of spoilers, so if you have not seen if you haven't seen season 4, episode 3, what's it called? Gang of Secrets.
Don't
watch this, because it will get spoiled. Unless you're one of those people who like spoilers and want to know everything before you watch it, then I guess you can continue listening to our podcast. Suggested that you wait and watch it first.
Right. Also,
major spoilers are coming.
Lots of major spoilers. And not just from this episode, from the first two episodes of season 4, because they...
Yeah, we also might... we'll probably be referencing other episodes too, so...
Okay, so let's get into this. For first of all, recap. Season 4 is basically all about trust and secrets. Like, the first episode was called Truth. The second episode's called Lies. The third episode's called Gang of Secrets.
And the fourth episode is called Mr. Pigeon 72, but we're not talking about that right now.
We're not talking about that. And also, the fifth episode is called Guilt Trip, and then there's other episodes, but we're not there yet. So basically, the whole center of season 4 is trust.
Yes. Now,
in this episode, let's start from the top. So we come to the first scene where
Ladybug,
Cat Noir, and Ladybug have just finished defeating some villain in Paris. We honestly have no idea.
Yes.
But
Ladybug doesn't want to go back to her civilian life just yet.
because in case you guys forgot, she's now the guardian, and she has a lot to keep a secret of, so she always has to stay alert. So that's the whole reasoning by that. And then she's like, I need.
And then we come to my favorite part, where so Lady Mac, go to say what you're gonna say.
So. Well, no. Well, actually, the next part is probably the same way you said.
Okay. So anyway, Ladybug doesn't want to go back to Civilian life just yet. So she asks Kat to hang out for a little bit, and that brings us to my favorite part in this entire episode, where Kat Noir, but she doesn't want to talk. Ladybug does not want to talk. She just wants to hang out with Kat and not talk. So this brings me to my favorite part of this episode, where Kat Noir takes Ladybug to a romantic comedy movie in the movie theaters,
and she absolutely hates it. Like, she's like, and, like on screen, one of the characters are like, I have to tell you, I'm leading a double life. Ladybug yells, don't tell him anything.
And Kat Noir has to keep apologizing to all of the movie theaters, all the people in the movie theater, for Ladybug's outbursts about everything.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And then Ladybug begins to go into a rant about how you can't have a love, about how you stupid romance is, and how she starts talking about herself and how you can't have a love life because of the secrets that you keep.
Okay.
Which actually kind of, she basically recaps the whole, like, first episode of season 4, pretty much.
Which then brings us to the next scene. So Ladybug's like, I'm gonna go for a swim. So she goes to the pool, and then she comes back home. This brings us to our very next scene.
She storms out of the theater, tells everyone not to watch romance movies and watch superhero movies instead, while Kat Noir continues to apologize to the innocent moviegoers.
You're embarrassing me, m'lady!
And then they go to Marinette. For some reason, Ladybug wants to go to the pool. So they go
to
the pool.
She wants to go for a swim. I don't know why.
And then she comes back and she's all in, like, aqua mode.
Aqua Ladybug. And then she seems to lie down on her bed. This is one of the serious parts of the episode. So this is when the episode gets really, really, like, in depth. It starts off with Ladybug still dressed as Ladybug. She hasn't de-transformed, but she's in her bed next to all her pictures of her friends, Luca, Adrian, and all the rest of I apologize for that accent. I'll never do that again. So with all their friends, and then the rest of the Kwamis start talking to him, because in case you guys didn't realize, she's the guardian now. She has control of the miracle box. So all the Kwamis are just floating around her room.
They all come and go from the miracle box as they pleases, but they like to hang around the human world because they have a lot of stuff there that they don't know what it is.
And so they're all just trying to comfort the Ladybug, and they're all like, probably should de-transform because Tiki's tired. And she's like, so she breaks down, oh my god, Tiki! And then she goes, she instantly de-transforms and meets Tiki. Tiki starts to be a mom in this scenario, right?
Tiki's so, always a mom for Marinette.
No, but this is like her mother.
Contrary to Plague, who's just like, cheese.
Plague is like an annoying brother.
Yeah.
No,
if anyone's the mom in that relationship, it's Adrian, and Plague is just his annoying child that he has to deal with. The annoying kid he's babysitting that he has to deal with on a daily basis.
That's so true. So then they're all talking to her. They're like, so she feeds Tiki, and then this is when the mom moment comes in. Marinette asks Tiki, are you okay? Tiki goes, better than you are, we need to have a talk. So I'm like, okay, fine, perfect. So then, after it brings us to the next scene, how Ladybug's always like breaking down, like how she has to lie to everybody, how she has to keep so much secrets, so much stress. Cause think about it, right? She has to go to school. She's a hero. She's a guardian of the rest of the heroes. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and she can't tell a single person about it. imagine how painful that is to keep secrets like that in for such a long time. It's hard on anybody. There eventually comes a point where you will break. This brings us to the next part. The rest of Marinette's friends, Alex, Milen, Rose, Julika, Alia, and... am I missing one?
Hold on. First, you almost forgot Alia. So we have Alia, Rose, Julika, Milen...
Alex.
There's one more. Alex.
Alex. Okay, it. So I did get them all. Yeah, so...
you did get them all.
Yeah, so Alia pulls up the tablet and she's like Google going through a series of images that she for some reason has that I have no clue how she captures those, but
she's a reporter. She takes pictures of everything.
Yeah, but it's like every second. Like, okay, yeah, I guess the reporters do. So she's flipping through. She's like, what is the problem with all this? She's like, Marinette is in love with Adrian but doesn't know how to tell him. So Alia and her friend and Marinette's friends.
And then she goes through Marinette's entire love life. She's like, Adrian doesn't know how to tell him. Then she, because she knows she's Marinette and he's Adrian, and then she
can talk
Luca,
to Luca, but doesn't like Luca him because you know he's Luca, and she's well Marinette.
Yeah. And so they start dating, and then they break up, which brings us to, and then Alia, it kind of mentions Alia. The only reason they know about it is because Luca told Julika, who then told Rose.
Yeah.
Did Rose tell?
Alex, which then told Alia.
Yeah. What about Milen? Someone told Milen first. But anyway, everyone else found out, and then eventually told Alia.
But Alia is like, I'm her best friend. Like,
yeah, and if Alia would never have known about it if
she didn't tell her.
If they weren't told by someone else, because Marinette never told her. And that's what kind of really brings up the concern, because if Marinette didn't even tell Alia, then something is wrong.
Something's obviously wrong. So what they do, like the good friends they are, I really wish somebody would do this to both of us, because we, I don't know if we have friends like this, at least I don't. She might, I don't. But they shut up. So they go to her house.
No, they try to call her first, but she doesn't pick up.
Oh, they do try to call her first, right? I forgot.
And then Trix is like, why are you not talking to your friends?
On the shiny light box. On the glowing light box. On the light up box. I was like, what is he? The cell phone. Oh. No, because they're Kwamis, right? They're like mystical creatures. They don't know cell phones.
They haven't been out in the human world, especially since they're not Ladybug and Cat Noir. Like, they're those Kwamis. They have not been out in the human world for a really long time.
No, because they're stuck in the miracle box.
Yeah. So I only really know what's very in the Kwame spacious world. They don't know. It's actually a completely other universe that we learn.
Crazy. So it brings us to the next part where Alia, Alex, Julika, Milen, and Rose come up with this friendship bracelet that they each say a secret and add to the bracelet.
Yeah, you tell a secret to the bead cement in your mind, and then you add the bead to the bracelet, and then they're bonded together forever.
Yeah, it's sort of a way to cement their friendship. Really, really cute.
Yeah, it was based on some old Indian tradition or something like that. It was some ancient tradition. I don't remember what country it was from. I think it was Indian. I could be wrong.
It might be wrong. It might be tribal. Yeah, but then. Brings us to the next scene. So Marinette is sitting in a room all depressed looking at her pictures, because she is honestly about she's about reached her breaking point. Like, she keeps complaining that she has to lie all the time. And then Marinette's friends walk in, and they're all like, and then they all come in, and then Rose sees this cute dollhouse, and she's like, oh, a dollhouse, because you know Rose is overly happy. Right. She's the best character in the whole show. She's so happy.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Rose is great. And I love her relationship with Julika, because I remember it was like two episodes ago, but when they're actually, it was an episode. But they went to attack this one of the heroes, or the one the Akuma-tized villains. went to attack Rose, and then Julika just kind of stepped in front of her and took the hit for her. It was a really cute moment.
That happens in a lot of things.
I know, but it specifically happened in that one.
The recent one.
Really right there.
The first episode, Truth, yeah. when the Akumatized villain was Luca, and the senti monster he had was Light-Eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So...
So their relationship is
so cemented, so good. Like Julika kind of comforts Rose in a sense, and
Rose
more you
is
get
always
the
there
series,
for Julika
all the time. That's how you know it's your friend. Great,
it's great.
And
we'll get more into their relationship later at a different time.
At a different episode
because I can go on about that.
But there should be a full episode of us just talking about Julika.
Julika.
Every moment.
What I don't like about this season, though, Risa, because I can never understand what Julika's saying. Usually I can like actually grasp what she's saying in the previous season, but this season,
like mumbling.
I only understood her once.
Yeah, she's like, what?
I don't even know if she is saying anything coherent in this season.
I don't know.
Except for that one time where she was just like, or twice. I think twice I understood her, but the rest, no.
Okay. So it brings us to the next scene. So Marinette and Tiki are talking with the rest of the Kwamis, and Marinette's like, she eventually breaks down again, and she's like, I shouldn't be here. I should be Ladybug. Turns in, goes up on the roof. That's when the friends walk in.
Rose sees the dollhouse.
And accidentally takes the lid off and knocks it over.
The roof.
The roof off, right? The roof. Okay, excuse me. Roof.
And then this is where Marinette comes down, sees that, and immediately steps in front of the dollhouse because in that dollhouse is where the miracle box is hiding.
Yes, and the miracle box is really cool. No, but like before that, something I want to talk about. There's Ladybug standing on the roof of her place, yelling, "Come on, Shadow Moth, I'm here." She's like waiting to fight or something crazy.
Oh yeah.
No, I just wanted to briefly discuss that, and they all come in. Rose takes the lid off because she's touching all the stuff, which she shouldn't be touching stuff in.
She only really touched that because it was like a new. They've never seen this dollhouse.
They've never seen this. They're real cool. And then,
so she picks it. She went over to look at it, and she accidentally took the lid off.
This is most likely the saddest part of this episode. I'll explain why in a minute. So the next scene is Marinette standing in front of the miracle box that's all covered up by the dollhouse and yelling at her friends.
While she's yelling at her friend, the sides of the dollhouse are starting to come apart.
Yeah, it's starting to come apart.
And she's holding it together while she's talking, yelling at her friends and telling them to leave.
Because if it falls out, then we got problems.
Then they see the Ladybug miracle box in there.
Yeah, and then that's
but she's definitely trying to hold this thing together, telling her friends to leave. But her friends are really concerned about her.
Yeah, because they're scared for her.
Obviously something is really wrong right now. So we're not leaving until you like tell us.
This is when we care about you. And then she's like, she's screaming like, "You guys need to mind your own business. It's about to come out. It's about to come out." She's like, "You might mind your own business."
The miracle box is about to break.
It's not cool to.
Well, not the miracle box. The dollhouse is about to break.
The dollhouse is about to break, and the miracle box.
It's like slipping. You could see it like slipping out. Yes.
But
so as a last resort.
Ladybug just yelled. I said Ladybug. Marinette just yells at them, tells them it's not cool to break in their room. What are you guys doing here? Yells at them, and then she convinces.
And they're like, "We're your friends." And then she's like.
I don't want you guys as friends. Yeah,
she pretty much broke up
with all her friends, denounced her friendship with all of them in that one moment.
Yeah.
And then
they all
broke down and left. Although her best friend Alia just looked back like, is there something? She looked back because she knew there's something wrong because that's what best friends do. As soon as they left, Marinette also broke down and she's like, I had to do it.
And all the walls like fell.
All the walls fell.
Of the
She's
dollhouse.
Like, she's like,
she couldn't
yes, see.
That could actually be very metaphorical now that you think about it. Because she's like desperately trying to hold the dollhouse together. Because Marinette is desperately trying to like hold,
oh.
like keep every. She's definitely trying
good
to,
analogy. Good analogy. Yeah. I didn't even notice that.
To, like, go through. I just noticed it right now.
That is some good stuff right there. It could be symbolized because she's holding the walls in.
Yeah, can I explain?
Everything from popping. Okay, fine. Explain.
So she's definitely trying to hold everything together, like, keep in the secrets, manage her friendships, and, like, get, and, like, do everything at once and still be, I don't know, Ladybug, and just do everything that she has to be doing. And then finally she cracks, and then she breaks up with a friend, and then that's when the miracle box falls.
And then the next scene...
Well, no, the dollhouse falls, kind of.
Oh, the dollhouse falls out, right. And then the next scene, we see Hawk Moth, who is now Shadow Moth.
I probably could have explained that better, but...
That's fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The next scene is Shadow Moth.
Okay, and then now that's something I want to touch upon for a moment.
All right, go ahead.
So he became, in the first episode of season 4, he becomes Shadow Moth. He takes the Butterfly Miraculous, and the Peacock Miraculous, and he combines them to use both their powers at the same time, and he becomes Shadow Moth. And now I'm just looking at this, and like, now what's happens to Natalie? I feel like Natalie's role is just like denounced a lot more. One cares about Natalie, because he really doesn't really care that he cares about Natalie, but like,
think about
he
it.
He doesn't involve her anymore.
Well, he fixed
the miraculous, so it's completely safe to use now, and that's why he's using it himself.
That's
but
what
like,
I wanted
to talk
about.
He could have partnered up with Natalie.
A lot of people don't realize this, but like, because the miraculous peacock was damaged, every time that it was used, it really like hurt the user, and the user happened to be Natalie. So she was out of it for a very long time, but she comes back in later in the show. But think about it though, Natalie is slowly turning into like a villain. Like she used to, like, in the first season. Do you remember the first season where we're like, nobody knew who anybody was? It was supposed to be like Natalie's the caretaker and stuff. And Adrian's grateful, but they don't. This is how bad of a family Adrian has. Adrian is on the search for his mom. He's sad that his mom, but he doesn't
he's
know
really
that his
the,
mom.
He's not on the search for his mom.
He's not searching, but he's
he just
very
knows
sad
that she
he's
disappeared,
gone.
And there's never any closure.
This man,
his
father, in quotations, father, is keeping her, and Adrian doesn't know. It's in his house.
She's
in his house. It's in his house.
Yeah, she's in the basement.
She's literally in the basement. She's in the basement with this long elevator. She's in the basement in some type of glass
like
preservation casket.
No, like life support.
Life support. Life support tubes.
Like a life support
she's
capsule.
In the house, and you can imagine how sad Adrian is. She's like,
Adrian lost his mom. He has no idea what happened, and he never had the closure, so he never know why she's gone, what happened.
Yeah,
to her.
And he never asked either. And this is how bad of a father Gabriel worked so hard to bring him back. What's the point? Literally, just tell him where his mother is. That's the biggest. That's the biggest question. Why is Hawk Moth or Shadow Moth?
Well, there was actually that scene where he was about to tell Adrian what was going on, but then Adrian thought something else and he didn't end up telling him.
That's a funny scene. That's a different episode. That's a funny scene. I'll explain that one.
But we'll talk about when we get to it.
All right, fine.
Let's continue.
It's really funny. Okay, so it brings us to the whole Hawk Shadow Moth thing. I love that, right? I love that.
Yeah.
So then he's like, akumatize all four of them at once. So that's what, or all five of them at once, which is for some reason possible. And they're in, and they turn into the Gang of Secrets, which is literally just the akumatized versions of each other. So there's Time Breaker,
so they're,
Still,
yeah.
Reflecta, Time... Princess Fragrance, Horrificator, and Lady
Wi-Fi.
Honestly.
You always forget about Alia.
I always forget about
She's
Alia.
She's like the most important one.
She's like the most important character in the show right now.
Yeah, okay. She is Marina's best friend. But anyway,
and then they all devise
a
plan.
And the Kumanai's object is the friendship bracelet that they're gonna give to Marina.
Yes.
Yes. So they all turn into the Akumatai's version, like their previous Akumatization people, and they're now the Gang of Secrets, and they're going to try and find Marinette, and
And okay, wait. Here's the next thing to talk about.
Yeah. Marinette. They go into Marinette.
But before that, Marinette makes this new like mechanism to hide the miracle bots. In like a threading kit.
With a series of
buttons you push down, kind of like the record player that Master Blue had in the last season. So out of nowhere,
so she presses the buttons on like the rolls of thread.
Rolls of thread,
in a specific code, and then it beeps and opens up, kind of like one of those like makeup box things.
Mm-hmm.
And inside is where the miracle box is.
And then
Lady Wi-Fi bursts
pops in her room through her phone because she can do that, which is really cool. Imagine how cool it is to teleport through people's phones. Like, you can go literally anywhere because everybody has a phone.
Yeah. Especially nowadays. And also, she could go through TVs too, like any really electronic device, I think.
Yes.
That uses. But she can't unless the Wi-Fi, if the Wi-Fi is down.
Anyway. That's the source of her power. So then she's like, Marinette, I'm your best friend. Like, I'm gonna force you to show the secrets, all that stuff. And then Trix
and everything
is like,
will be fine. Marinette
must not reveal her secret. So Trix commences to use his
power. But before she does, Waze is all like, you know, it's too powerful to use. And oh my god, I remember in
not so much it's too powerful.
No, I mean to use without a holder.
It's not very well controlled. So how Plague like used a tiny bit of his power, but he had no control over it. So he pretty much sunk Atlantis.
I was gonna talk about it. It wasn't in this one. It was like the other one where
there was another
like,
one. Yes.
Kwame's power. It's like too powerful to use without a holder. Remember when Plague sunk Atlantis?
So Black accidentally sunk Atlantis. But here's the thing about Trix. Trix's power is illusion, so the damage is very, very like minimal. It's nothing really.
The damage is like in your mind. But yeah, so she does it. Yeah, so she makes. So Trix comes and makes an illusion, and the illusion is Marinette running away, running up into like the roof of her apartment or house, whatever, where she lives.
And then for some reason,
she
ends up going on the street. Like, how is that possible?
Then Lady Wi-Fi comes up, looks down, Brenna's on the street running. Like, how did that happen?
Like, how is that possible? So they commence to follow her. It's an illusion. Yeah. Marinette's
then
like, good job,
Marinette
Trix.
And Marinette goes to go do her thing as Ladybug. She looks over the Eiffel Tower.
She looks
tower
over the Eiffel
dancing.
Tower and looks like a squiggle. The Eiffel Tower's like moving back and forth. I'm gonna guess this is Trix doing.
And then that brings us to Adrian, who is at home watching TV, seeing the Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah,
they start dancing, and then Flag's like, I'll bet the entire camembert this is Trix's doing.
Congratulations, Flag, you got a camembert. It is Trix's doing. So the Ladybug looks over, she's like, oh god, Trix. What'd you do?
So Adrian knows he has to go, and Adrian turns to Cat Noir and goes off to fight these group of secrets.
The gang of secrets. Who are after Marinette. And each of the members go around doing their own thing, asking, I'm doing a podcast right now, Dad. I'll talk to you soon. Yes! I'm sorry.
This is bringing me back to that one time where this was me, where my mom came
mom,
in.
I'm doing a podcast.
Mom, I'm doing a podcast. Go away.
No, my dad's like yelling. Okay, what was I talking? Oh, yeah, so the gang of seekers are each doing their own thing. And they're all like, where's Marinette? None of them know, so they all turn into Reflecta and Servants because of the fragrance and that. Horrificator's doing the thing, keeping Crown Service while scaring people and getting bigger.
Yes.
So then.
Cat Noir meets up with Ladybug and they make a plan. And Cat Noir is holding off all the other ones while Marinette goes to single out Lady Wi-Fi to talk to her and find out where the miraculous is.
And he is actually like scrapping them, like it's three against one, and Cat Noir is winning. So this is
yeah.
Cat Noir. So there really is a little love for Cat Noir there. I do love that. That is much appreciated. Yes. We love that.
All four of them, because Horrificator was there too.
Yes.
So Cat Noir is fighting all four of him, and he was winning. He was winning, and he was fighting all four at once.
We stand.
Been there, done that, know how to do it. He's good.
Great. So then. So
insulting them as
he goes. So Ladybug. Yeah, insulting him as he goes. So then Alia.
Classic Cat Noir.
So then Alia gets captured by Ladybug, and he's like, I just want to talk to you, no big deal. So then they talk, Cat Noir is scrapping the rest of the Seekers while insulting them as they go. And then Alia's like talking to Ladybug. Ladybug's like, Alia, I'm sorry for what happened, but I need your help. Like, I need Rena Rouge. And Alia starts getting in pain. Lady Wi-Fi starts getting in pain. And then Shadow Moth's like, don't listen to them, it's a joke. They're playing you. So then Ladybug's like, I trust you. You can do this. You can break free of the control. So she lets her go, and Alia does something that actually has been done before, but people do indeed forget. While Alia is not the first person to break free of Hawkmoth's control, she's the first person to break free of Shadow Moth's control, actually akumatized. Because in a few episodes earlier, like a while ago, Chloe in season three, Chloe got akumatized, and Chloe's like, no, I'm this person, I'm a hero, all this sort of thing, breaks free of the control. Alia does the impossible, and while akumatized, literally breaks free of the control. The whole effect, she gets a headache. Out of nowhere, she just yells, big purple rings, breaks free of the control. Shadow Moth's like, oh my god, how is that possible? Crazy.
But yeah, so Ralia breaks through the control, and now she's no longer akumatized, no longer Lady Wi-Fi. She's back to being Alia. And then Ladybug takes out her yo-yo and pulls out the miraculous.
Pulls out something out of she pulls out the miraculous.
She pulls out of
literally
miraculous
nothing.
Out of her yo-yo.
Out of nothing. She
out
opens
of
the it up,
yo-yo.
She, goes,
she opens the yo-yo and she pulls it out. Because she's the keeper of the miraculous now, so she can do that. She can reach into her yo-yo, into the magical world, and bring out the.
She can like reach into like endless reality and just pick it out. Always like, how'd you do that? She's like, I got a few upgrades until I've been guarding. She's like, don't tell anybody. He's like, I won't tell anybody about that. So then Rena comes in, yada yada this, yada yada that.
Rena comes in, they Rena make a plan. In. Rena
they make a super weird plan. The lucky charm in this episode is a pool tube. I don't know how.
Yeah, it's like the one of the, it's one
I
the
don't know
pool
how
floaties.
It's one of the pool floaties. Now,
they're
I'm,
not
I'm
even
not
near
sure
a pool.
I'm not even sure how obscure these can get, because the Lucky Charms, they're very intricate plans, very obscure plans, and she comes up with them in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, and this one's great because they're not even near a pool.
So like the plan is run to a pool.
Yeah, so Alia makes Rena Rouge makes a mirage using her special power. And she makes one of Marinette running to the pool. So they all see Marinette and they all start chasing her to the pool. And they all go, Cat Noir and Lady Wi-Fi. Oh no, not Lady Wi-Fi. Cat Noir and Rena Rouge go to the pool.
Yeah, she's like, I come to the pool, I have a plan.
What does Ladybug do again?
She pretty much, So the Marinette illusion is running. She runs into the pool.
Yeah, so Marinette illusion runs across like a plank.
Ladybug
is fighting
the gang of secrets.
Yeah, so hold on. Ladybug.
Yeah, she's holding them off.
Yeah, right. So they go to the pool. Ladybug starts holding them off, and Timebreaker, who actually has the akumatized object, goes past Ladybug to deal with Marinette while Ladybug's holding off the rest. So, Timebreaker goes into the pool, sees Marinette running across a plank across the pool. Timebreaker jumps in to go get Marinette. She's like, but that's when Alia, the mirage finishes, and the plank, the Marinette and the whole plank itself are gone. So she falls. Timebreaker falls into the pool.
And Cat Noir gets trapped by a pool tube. Pool floaty. Because that makes so much sense.
She goes back up. She's floating there, and Cat Noir sees this cataclysm and just kind of gently pokes the bracelet,
touches the bracelet and the Akuma.
But before that, everyone's saved.
Yeah, but like way before that,
and Eiffel Tower goes back to normal. It's no longer.
Let me talk, woman.
Okay, sorry.
Before that, the Gang of Secrets are fighting a lady or a ladybug, and they capture, like they hold her, and they're about to undertake her miraculous. This is what I don't get about superheroes. Why do they always gotta give a big speech before they do? Just do it. Like, they're like stalling. Like, now I'm gonna tell you. She's like pointing it at her. Like, normally for other people, like, she just pulls the trigger. For Ladybug, she's like, no, now this is what I'm gonna do. Is a guy like, just do it. Just take it.
That reminds me of Phineas and Ferb. I know it's off topic. That reminds me of Phineas and Ferb, where every time, like, Perry the Platypus has to go fight Doofenshmirtz, Doofenshmirtz goes in this really long,
intricate plan, and then gets his behind kicked.
So Perry's just sitting there while Doofenshmirtz goes through his whole giant dramatic backstory and goes through his whole plan.
Yeah,
actually, before anything happens.
Speaking of Phineas and Ferb, the whole podcast that we do is called National. We're not too old for this, but this edition of Dismiraculous. But the whole idea is to talk about things that aren't really for our age or target our age. While Phineas and Ferb is for everybody, we might talk about it at one point because it was just such a fun show.
It is such a fun one. I love Phineas and Ferb.
Fun fact.
And then there was, I think it was also that time during, I forgot, I think it might have been the Second Dimension special. But there's one time where there's other villain. I think it was Doofenshmirtz from the other dimension. But they catch them, and Doofenshmirtz is like, aren't you gonna tell them your plan? And your dramatic backstory? But like, he is. Anyway.
We're getting off topic. But we're gonna talk about things for probably on this podcast at some point. It's actually the top, one of the top shows. Anyway, back to this.
We also should do Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yes, we. Let's finish this episode first.
This is episode, okay.
And then we'll go to
stop
the
stop getting ahead of ourselves. All right, back to this. What were you going to say?
I
they go through their whole plan.
So, as Christina just explained, that's what happened in the rest of the episode. Akuma breaks, yada yada, this, she captures it. And the actual soundtrack for the capturing Akuma has changed. So instead of like da na na na, now it's da na 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 da na 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 da na da na na na. They turned Miraculous into a Kirby game, like it used to be.
They also changed the theme song. I don't like the new theme song.
They turned it into a Kirby game.
I really don't like the new audio for the theme song. I think it's terrible. I miss the old one.
The freaking transformation is like da na 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 da na da na.
But also, let's take a moment to appreciate how vibrant the animation is. Like,
everything is so good. Like, the colors, it's all like the texture. Yeah, you can actually see.
Because Zachtoons is still doing it.
Yes,
I thought they were gonna leave, but then they're not, obviously. No, Zach is still doing it.
the godfather of the show, Jeremy Zags, is like, no, Zagtoon has to continue this. And they really did that because I was watching the first episode a couple of days, the very first episode, and the animation just wasn't as good. Like, now you can see the texture on her costume, the whole costume up close.
The colors are just vibrant, everything. The animation itself is amazing.
Perfect. Really good.
And also, the animation for the New York special is really good, too.
It's really good.
But we're not talking about the New York special right now. We're talking about this episode, which we should really get back to.
Okay, so now all Akuma's Ladybug, everything goes back to normal.
Miraculous Ladybug, the Eiffel Tower stops
Shadow
dancing.
Moth, yes. That stops dancing. Shadow Moth does his little monologue at the end. He's like, you will make a mistake at some point and I will capture it in the audience.
Yeah,
like
his regular Hawk Moth thing.
And then Marinette's best friend, Alia, starts talking to Ladybug. they give back the miraculous, and Alia gives her a hug because she's keeping in so much stress and she knows that. So then fast forward to the next scene, all of her friends are inside her room and Marinette's apologizing to all of them because they still are cool. Marinette's like, I can't do love right now, it's too much, but I can do friendship. So that's what she does. Now they all give him a hug, they all leave.
Now, except for Alia
she's
back.
Being the best friend she is, this is possibly the pinnacle of this show. Like, this is the most important thing. Like, if you get nothing from this episode, at least get this.
Yes.
So
this,
what had happened was, Alia's like, girl, what's going on? Like, you're my best friend, and I can clearly tell that there's something you're not telling him. So then Marinette goes into this breakdown once more. She's like, I can't tell anyone. It's going to change everything. I can't lie to everybody. I hate it. Why did I break up with Adrian? The same reason I broke up with Luca. This big, big breakdown. And then Alia's like, it's okay. Like, whatever it is, we can cover it together. But she's like, no, we can't. And then
it's too big. And Alia's like, isn't it too big? If then it'll be better if two people could deal with it than one.
Right. And there's only so much loneliness and stress one person can take on. And she's only one person. So what Marinette does is, as Alia's leaving, Alia's like, I won't force it out of you. But as she's leaving, Marinette says...
No, Marinette grabs her hand, brings her back, and then she says something, and then Alia says something, and then Ladybug says, and then Marinette says, I am Ladybug. And
oh no, you did the line wrong. Oh god.
I did?
You did the line wrong. No, this is what happened.
We cut it out. Edit that part out then.
No, I'm not editing that out.
Let it go.
No.
I don't know what line you're talking about.
No, so this is, and you're right. She grabbed her hand, right, and she's like, "I'm a failure." And then she said, "What are?" She goes, "I'm Ladybug." That's the line.
And then, no, I'm pretty sure it's "I am Ladybug." Well, go
okay,
back.
You're probably right.
I think I'm right. I think that I
here,
am
here,
right.
I'll check right now. Let me see.
You're checking.
Yeah, so Marinette asks, will we still be friends? Alia's like, forever.
I think Alia says, like, I'm your friend or something
The whole breakdown, she grabs her hand, tells her to come back, the breakdown, and then she's like...
Marinette says, and I am Ladybug.
So she goes, Alia like keeps letting her know, I'm her very best friend. Marinette goes, I am Ladybug.
See, I was right. Was I right? I was right.
Yes.
Yes, I did not get the line when you had the line wrong. Okay.
So then that's what happened. That's the crucial part.
I second guessed myself.
That's the most crucial part. They hug.
And that scene, the scene itself, it was an amazing scene.
The scene was done so well.
It was done so well. The whole emotional part was great. It was so spot on.
Jeremy, I gotta give
really
they put all their thought into that one animation like that, and especially
and
the end screen.
And
the end screen was perfect.
The dialogue was flawless.
The end screen was
and
perfect.
The voice acting was good too.
The whole scene
was amazing.
Christina V is awesome. Christina V is the greatest, one of the greatest ever. But then the end screen, my favorite. The end screen is Alia and Marinette hugging in the middle, surrounded by green as a symbol of their friendship. The sides of the screen are red because the ladybug, and the rest of the Kwamis are like invisible around the room because they're in the room.
Yes.
This episode was, oh my god, this episode was.
And now that we got out of the way how great that one scene is, I will go into all the problems that I have with this development.
Go. We got time, go.
All right, so Alia now knows. And I just don't like that because now Adrian has no one that knows too. And number one, it wasn't Marinette told Alia before she told Kat, number one. And number two, like now Kat just Adrian doesn't have anyone to tell. Cause if we think about it, and we think about how Marinette has like a bad situation right now, right? But right. Adrian also probably has maybe an even worse situation because he's grown up with no friends, no one to talk to ever. He has this really stressful life where he's constantly like having, he has no free
looking
time.
He has constantly all these things that he
has to do.
Right.
Constantly looking for his dad's approval. He has so much stress. And then Cat Noir is added to it. And that is kind of his time for like freedom, but like still. As something, and the one time he, and in, if we go back to Arden episode, that's when he starts school. So the, when he first makes friends is the first, is also when he first becomes Cat Noir. So the first friends that he made, that he, the only friends that he's ever had in his entire life, except for maybe Chloe, but that, she doesn't count, she's Chloe.
That doesn't count, she's Chloe. She's
but
an
the
arachnid.
First, like, good friends, best friends that he's had in his entire life, he's had to lie to from the beginning. He's never had a friendship where he can be completely honest with someone. And the only person that who knows and who he can talk to him, and also he has a crush, his crush on Ladybug and all his Cat Noir drama. There's only one person that he could talk to about that. Nino. And that person is Play.
Oh, well, you're right. I said Nino, yeah.
And Nino, but like, he can't talk to about everything, including his Cat Noir stuff, including his like feelings for Ladybug. The only person he could talk to is Plague.
And Plague isn't really the
so
best.
So at least Marinette, she has Tiki. So Marinette has someone that she could really confide that would help her, that is like good with emotions. Yeah, and now she's on, but before she still had Tiki, and Tiki was great. Tiki helped her with everything, talked to her, was like a great friend. Adrian has Plague. He can't talk to his loved one about Plague. All of his problems, all of his stress, Plague can't help. And I feel like, and honestly, the one thing that I really wanted for this season was, I really wanted Nino to be the one to figure it out.
Yeah, yes.
But also not just to be told. I want him to be the one to figure it out. I want him to just like,
Ladybug. That's how he figured it out in Cat Blanc, right?
And it also happened another time. I forgot exactly.
Oh my god, yes, mom! I will in like 5 minutes. I'm filming this podcast. We're almost done.
But also, one thing that I have to say before we close up.
Sorry, guys.
Is it happened three times their secrets were discovered, not without counting Alia.
Right.
There's three times that it was actually like discovered. The first time was during Oblivio, where they kind of, they wasn't really necessarily discovered because they didn't really know each other, but they had the identity reveal. They forgot everything.
The thumbnail
second
material.
The second time was Cat Blanc. Adrian put the pieces together in his room that Marinette was Ladybug because she signed the thing.
Because the letter, right, and Ladybug
Yeah, he
left.
Put the pieces together.
That was the last piece of the puzzle he needed.
Yeah, and then, actually, maybe it might have been the time before that. I don't remember. It was either before that episode or after that episode. But I think it was Kwame Buster, actually. But where they're in like the bathroom stalls, and he realizes like, okay, so someone, he like, I think it was because they took the Kwamis like from the school, so he's like, okay, Ladybug's Kwame was at the school, so that means Ladybug might go here. And he was just like, what if Ladybug is Marinette? And Plague was like, no, that's ridiculous. Like, don't.
No, that's Plague does everything to tell Adrian not reach the conclusion because they can't know about each other. But Adrian's like, shut up, Plague.
Like,
I got it.
He's just like, forget. Like, don't think about that. Because remember, you're gonna have to give up your miraculous if you know each other's identities.
No, he doesn't.
And so Adrian actually figured it out, and I feel like, and Adrian, no matter who figures it out in the beginning, Adrian has the credit of being the first one to actually put the piece together, even if he didn't really like go through it or think about it. And then afterwards, like, something happened, he thought, and like, I think Marinette said something, Ladybug said something to Cat Noir that like made him think that like she didn't go there, because I think she pretended that she thought that it was an elementary school.
But
Adrian has the credit of being the first person to actually figure it out,
right?
in my book at least. And then also another one little thing that I want to touch on before we finish up is they have this thing now where it's like, you, at least in season 3, like, we can't know each other's identities, otherwise you have to give up the miraculous. When did that happen?
That is not.
I don't remember anything like that. And I remember in the beginning there was that one time where it was, they're fighting an Akuma in the hotel, in Chloe's dad's hotel, and Ladybug kind of turned back behind the door because her miraculous ran out, and she told Kat to, like, not come in, not to look. And then he was gonna open up and look, but he didn't, and he walked away. And then Plagg comes in, and he's like, what were you doing? You should have looked, then you would have known who the person you love really is. So Plagg encouraged him to find out who Ladybug was.
As Plagg gets older, he's like, you can't find out, because he finally knows the gravity of the situation. Anyway, okay, that's like a whole other.
So, like, where was that rule created where, like, you can't
know about where you have to give up your matter.
Okay, that was not a thing.
Okay. Christina!
All right, sorry. Well, we can talk more a different episode.
So that's a whole different episode. This episode was way too long. Thank you guys for watching. This is always really fun to
do. Listening,
or listening,
because it's podcast.
Or listening. Thank you guys for watching nothing.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
Now, these are always really fun to do.
We're
going to try to make more in the future, more consistently. Hopefully our schedules will line up. But until then, stay tuned. I appreciate you guys. Good night.
Good night.